This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Joins your affairs, Allah gives you contentment in the heart, and Allah makes this life come to you even if it hates to. That this life is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't get this life by running after it. Allah makes this life come to that person. Now, how do I find that refuge in the middle of the storm? The answer is, it is only in the nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is it that keeps us from getting closer to Allah? A lot of times, as I said, it is despair. Shaitan will come to us anytime we mess up, anytime we slip, and he will make us believe that we're not good enough. Or he'll make us think that there's no hope, right? Just give up. One of the statements which I hate so much is statements like, she might as well take off her hijab. You know, this kind of attitude that the girl, this sister couldn't be perfect. This sister does X, Y, Z. She might as well take off her hijab. She might as well just give up. That's what we're saying when we say things like that. We're saying you might as well give up. Just stop trying. We are enabling shaitan against our sister when we say things like that. When we tell people, give up, you're not good enough. That's shaitani logic. That is completely signed off by shaitan. Allah never says you're not good enough. Allah never says that. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say, O my slave who have wronged your own selves. You have transgressed against your own selves. Allah is not addressing the ones who are perfect. Allah is addressing the ones who have messed up. Why? Because we all mess up sometimes. Because we're human. That's part of the design. We have to remember that Allah, if Allah wanted us to be sinless, He would have made us angels. If Allah wanted us to be perfect, He would have made us angels. There is a purpose in the design that Allah made. And that is this. And we know this from many ahadith. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that if we were not to sin and repent, Allah would take us off the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to repent. He wants us to come back to Him. He wants to hear our voice. What would be the benefit of having this type of imperfect design, imperfect within the human? You see, when I slip and when I realize my own imperfection, what does it do inside of me? What it does, or what it's supposed to do, is it's supposed to humble me. And it's supposed to make me realize how much I need Allah. Because here's the problem. We human beings, we have this tendency, sometimes when we see ourselves, you know when a person is like first, like on top of their deen, right? Like when they first start to practice, either they're a revert, convert, you know, newly religious, you know what I'm saying? And this is like when you're kind of in your spiritual high. And you know, this is when you're on top of your tahajjud, you know what I'm saying? You're on top, you're started wearing hijab, you're dressing, you're involved, you're just, you know, you're kind of like spiritual, iman high, right? It's almost like being on spiritual steroids, right? You're like powerful, right? Or you feel like you are. Now, what comes along with that state typically? What comes along with that state typically is something called self-righteousness. Unfortunately, isn't it? When someone is like, you know, in that like high, unfortunately, one of the pitfalls of that high is that I start to feel proud of myself and I start to look down on others who are not, who do not seem to be doing what I'm doing. That's one of the pitfalls of seeing myself like awesome, you know? Seeing myself as really religious. So then what happens? Well, what happens is this is a temporary state. This high, by definition, is temporary. No iman high is permanent. Iman, as the Prophet ﷺ teaches us, goes up and down. This doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It means you're human. But the key is that when you go down in your iman, this is where shaitan is going to come at you with hopelessness. You see, here's what happens. So I'm in my high, right? And we've all gone through this probably, right? At some point in our life where we're in our spiritual iman high. But then what happens eventually is I slip in one way or another. Either I commit a sin that, you know, or even a big sin, or I'm just not as motivated. Something happens and I am no longer at that high and I start to come down. This is a very crucial place in my journey, by the way. The reason it's so crucial is how I respond at this point is going to determine whether or not I am successful in the end. How I respond, it's not how I respond to the highs that's going to determine my success. It's how I respond to the lows. It's how I respond after I slip that's going to determine my success or my failure. When we look at the difference between Iblis and Adam alayhi salam, we see that Iblis was told to bow and he refused. And Adam was told to avoid a specific tree and he ate from it. But there is a very big difference between Iblis and Adam alayhi salam. And if I asked you, what did Iblis do wrong? You would tell me what Iblis did wrong is he refused to bow, right? But let me ask you this question. What if every single person who ever in their entire life missed one Fajr Salah was going to go to hell? Who would go to Jannah exactly? You understand what I'm saying? So you're telling me that Iblis, his mistake was that he didn't bow, right? That's one sajda. How many sajdas in Fajr? Four, right? Four. If you in any time in your life just missed one Fajr Salah, you already refused four sajdas. That makes you four times worse than Iblis. Does it? So what's the difference? Why is it that we still have a chance to enter Jannah even if we missed a salah in our life? We miss more than one sajda. This is just one fajr, guys. What is the reason? Is that Adam, after he slipped, his response was, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. His response after he slipped was not hopelessness. It was not despair, but it was humility. And he said, our Lord, we have wronged our own selves. And I find this very powerful because, you know, Adam doesn't even try to blame Iblis. He doesn't even try to say, Shaitan made me do it. You know what I mean? Even though Shaitan is the one who deceived him. But he doesn't even blame him. What does he do? He takes full responsibility for his own actions. Something we don't usually know how to do. You know what I mean? It's always someone else's fault. It's America's fault. It's Israel's fault. My point is that there's something in me that needs to change. It's not always the problem is outside. It's not always my husband's fault, my wife's fault, my kid's fault, my friend's fault. They made me do it. You know when you're a kid and you're fighting and it's like, he made me do it, right? We always want to put the blame outside of ourselves, but Adam didn't do that, alayhi salam. He took full responsibility for his own actions and his own mistake, and he acknowledged it and he humbled himself. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We wronged our own selves. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And if you don't forgive us and have mercy on us, we will indeed be among the losers. He acknowledges his own mistake and then he acknowledges his desperate need for Allah. And that is the path to salvation. It isn't in being perfect. It isn't in saying, well, I'm just never going to slip, because that's impossible. It's impossible for you and I to transform into angels, because that's not how we were designed. We were designed, as the Prophet ﷺ said, all the children of Adam are going to slip, are going to make mistakes, but the best are those who repent. And so our salvation and the salvation of Adam ﷺ was in his istighfar, in his tawbah, in his return to Allah and in his seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. as Yunus alayhi salam did. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. He acknowledged that he was among the wrongdoers. This is our salvation. We have to remember that. So when we slip, and this is why I'm mentioning it, because when we come to this low, when we come to this slip, this is where we're going to determine whether or not we are successful or we fail. And that is, how do we respond to the slip? How do we respond after we no longer see ourselves as perfect? Do we take the path of shaitan, the path of despair? Because shaitan, when he made a mistake, he didn't repent. He said, because you've kicked me out. You know what he's doing? The exact opposite of Adam. He's blaming Allah. He's blaming Allah for kicking him out. It's like, it's your fault. But he doesn't take that. He doesn't take the responsibility, and he doesn't ask for forgiveness. He blames Allah. And then he decides to rebel and to spend the rest of the time in this life rebelling against Allah and trying to take as many of us with him as possible. He didn't repent. He lost hope. Eblasa. Iblis despaired. He despaired. So we have a choice. When we slip, when we're no longer at that high, we can either take the path of Adam alayhi salam, or we can take the path of Iblis. And the path of Adam is the path of hope and tawbah. Of hope and tawbah. And the path of Iblis is the path of despair. And that is why Iblis wants us to take that same path. That is why one of Iblis's favorite tools in his toolbox is the tool of despair. To come to you and tell you, just stop trying. Just give up. You might as well take off your hijab. You might as well stop trying to go to the masjid. You might as well stop trying to get closer to Allah, because you know what? You just keep messing up. Well, you know what? Allah knew that. And Allah tells us this. And He says, so long as we continue to go back to Him, even if we keep messing up, He will continue to forgive us. This is what it means to be Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Do you not realize that the most emphasized quality of Allah is the quality of His mercy? If we weren't going to mess up, if we weren't going to be imperfect, if we weren't meant to be imperfect, in fact, if we weren't going to sin, why would the most emphasized quality be His mercy and His forgiveness? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come back to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to seek His forgiveness. And when we do that, inside we become polished. And you know, scholars say something very powerful. They say that sometimes after you slip and you make tawbah, your heart can actually be more beautiful than before you slipped and made tawbah. So this idea of, oh, you know, but I've already messed up, there's no way I can fix it, is completely a lie. And it's a lie of shaitan. You can actually become better than you were before you slipped. And you can become more humble. Because remember what I said, when you were on top of your stuff and you were arrogant, and then you slipped and then you became humbled. So let that slip not make you hopeless, but make you humble and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقولي قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه غفور رحيم سبحانك الله وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
تكبير